Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, it's time now for the WBEN cash code word. The cash code word is upgrade. Oh, don't you love it when your cell phone says it's time to upgrade your software? Sometimes it says update, but upgrade is the word, U-P-G-R-A-D-E. The word is upgrade. Text it to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 from News Radio 930 WBEN. Again, the word is upgrade, U-P-G-R-A-D-E. ADE upgrade. Text it to 72881. So, should Councilman Wingo lose his license to carry a firearm? And I think that the case could be made, David, that even if there won't be any criminal prosecution of the councilman, as I think there probably would be for most of the folks listening to our show today, I think at the very least, he should lose his license to carry a firearm for a certain period of time, whether that is permanently or whether that is for a certain period of time that is less than permanently, I don't know. But
under the SAFE Act, not in New York State where guns are no joke and right? We take zero tolerance. This is this is the nonsense we've been hearing since 2012. This shows every single day the hypocrisy just gets to another heightened state. Number one, this is an irresponsible gun owner who brings a gun into a school. Number two, it's the acknowledgement that you didn't know you had a gun on you. All the things, by the way, that if you had presented information of, yeah, you know, I think he should get a concealed carry permit, but he's always forgetting when his gun's on him. You know, that's not going to lead to you getting a concealed carry permit. And then the third thing is handing over, losing positive control over a loaded handgun registered in your name and giving it to what we can only assume is someone who's not registered in that handgun and allowing them to safeguard it for you. Those are all the wrong answers. Strike one, two, three, no guns for Wingo. And if you were serious about guns at schools and all this nonsense we hear from the left, this guy would be looking at some sort of
criminal prosecution.
Absolutely.
Well, I can't, you know what, I can't disagree. My only question is the severity of the punishment and what it should be. Should it be permanent? Should it be for a finite period of time? And you make a good argument for the permanency of it, because if, you know what, I've been a reference for a bunch of people as far as getting their firearms licenses, their concealed carry permits, and they ask you a lot of questions. I mean, do you know this person to drink too much? Do you know this person to use drugs? Do you know this
person
to
have
road rage? Are they responsible individuals? And, right. You know, I've been able to give everybody that I've recommended is grade A first class recommendations because I know these people and I know the way they are. So.
Well, look, you would think that an elected official would be at least responsible to execute their Second Amendment without putting anyone else in harm's way.
And or screwing up the career of somebody else like this assistant principal at Riverside.
What did this guy do to deserve that? That's the other thing.
Now he was trying to do a solid for somebody who holds high elective office.
Exactly, and now he's screwed. So congratulations.
Let's go to some more calls. Should the councilman lose his pistol permit? So he's not going to be prosecuted under the law. Should he have his right to carry firearms taken away for forgetting he had one on him when he went to Riverside High School? Here is Mike in Alden on WBEN. Mike, hello.
Yeah, I'm just absolutely outraged that this guy wasn't charged. I've had a pistol permit for over 20 years. I had to walk on eggshells in this damn state because if I get arrested for the slightest thing, for taking a whiz behind the barn, they're gonna confiscate my handguns, and not only that, under the SAFE Act, they confiscate all your long guns if you get arrested.
There you go.
Okay, and this is just
He's absolutely right, by the way, this caller.
that laws are for little people. This is the way dictatorships work. There's not a single day that this state does not make me sicker than the day before.
Well, let me ask you a question as a concealed carry permit holder who knows the law. There's all these school zones everywhere. Sometimes you don't even know if you're in a school zone. Let's say you get pulled over in a 35-mile-an-hour zone and you find out it's a school zone and you have a gun on you. Guess what?
My understanding of the laws pertaining to school zones don't apply to public thoroughfares. It's my understanding. But if you set your toe on any school property...
This is what I'm getting at, though, is that if you are in... like if you had a pack of cigarettes and you decided that you wanted to smoke a cigarette after your kid's recital, you're smoking a tobacco product on school grounds. I've seen people get ticketed and fined for doing that. If you go out to your car and you put your Glock into a lockbox in your car or your truck, and there's a police officer to witness that, you're not going to be able to say you made a mistake.
It's a felony charge under Cuomo's SAFE Act. This used to be a misdemeanor in New York State if you were caught with a firearm on school grounds, and it was the SAFE Act that upgraded this to a felony. So Wingo committed a felony here, and the DA admitted it, and he's now prosecuting. And not only did Wingo commit a felony, but the administrator who he transferred possession of that firearm to also committed felony criminal possession of a weapon. If it was anybody else in possession of that without it being registered to him, he would get 3.5 years in prison. I mean,
that's no joke.
And these liberal Democrats want to screw every law-abiding gun owner. They all own guns. They all carry. I don't hold it against Wingo that he wants to carry. He lives in a dangerous neighborhood. He should be able to carry on school grounds. So should I, okay?
Not anymore, though.
Kamala Harris said that she's got a gun for personal protection, yet she wants to ban everybody else's guns. Dianne Feinstein said she got a gun for personal protection. She wants to ban everybody else's guns. I'm sick of this double standard.
I am, too, but Wingo should never have a gun again.
I think Wingo should be able to carry on school grounds, okay? But if I would assume that I would get arrested and charged with a felony crime and lose every single firearm I have for the rest of my life if I did what he did. And the fact that he's going to walk away scot-free makes me absolutely sick.
I'm sorry, but I don't think anyone is a responsible gun owner that, turns over their gun to someone else. I don't care what your schedule is or how busy you are. A million things could happen in that circumstance. Right. That's the equivalent of going, hey, I've got my gun on me. I'm at the mall. And you decide, Mike, to go back to your truck and just leave your gun on the dashboard.
You know,
right? What happens if someone breaks into your car, gets that
you
gun?
You are screwed and 100% liable.
Like Texas or Oklahoma, this would be just another day. But date, it's a felony.
All right, Mike, understood the outrage. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Should Councilman Wingo lose his pistol permit because he is the guy who went into a school zone and forgot he had his firearm on him, notified it was the assistant principal, right, at Riverside?
I believe so,
That he was armed, right. An administrator at Riverside. The administrator at Riverside ends up being more jammed up than the guy who committed the initial problem of carrying a gun into school grounds. How messed up is that?
Well, first of all, do you let that guy go too? I mean, what is the point of having the law if we're not going to enforce it? And the other thing is how many different things, if you're applying for a gun, this is a great object lesson on all the things you should not be doing. These are the checklist of the things that he screwed up here, which is not carrying a gun to begin with in a school zone, having it loaded in a school zone, going into a position where you don't know that you have a gun on you. You shouldn't be surprised.
Right.
You shouldn't find out third person you have a loaded gun on you when you're in a school.
And I cannot for the life of me figure out how somebody cannot remember or know that they have a firearm on their person as somebody who's had a pistol permit since 1986.
And you should never, ever, ever be in a position where you're asking someone, you know, this you wouldn't do that with a kid, and you shouldn't do it with a gun, especially. But you don't say, excuse me, could you watch this loaded gun for me until I get out of this meeting? You look responsible.
Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. And next in line, it is Mike in West Seneca. Mike, should the councilman have his pistol permit revoked?
I do not believe so, no.
Tell us why.
Well, I just think it's I go back and forth on the position. I think however the DA is going to handle this case, he should make it standard procedure for handling all cases like this. So if he's not going to charge Mr. Wingo, then he's got to come out and say, you know, if other people get caught doing this, we're not going to pursue charges. Just because it's a law doesn't mean it's a good law.
I don't see how they could, with a clear conscience, charge anybody else under similar circumstances when they didn't charge this guy. But let's just separate between the criminality of it and the permit part of it. Why shouldn't he lose his pistol permit? Because, as David has pointed out, he did basically check off all the boxes in what you don't want in somebody who's got a firearm.
Well, he makes a very good case, and not to say that I don't know. David does make a very good case. I just think it's ridiculous that we even have to have this conversation. And, you know, the whole part of the permitting process in New York is quite ridiculous. They make you do all this paperwork and pay all this money for fingerprints, but nowhere in the process, the five-hour course, some of the instructors are much better at educating than others. So that's not even a guarantee of the quality of education you're going to get on the laws and whatnot. There's no real education of the law, of actual training with a firearm. The fact of the matter is that most people, every time I walk into a gun show, the guy says, "Thank you, sir, for unloading and handing me your pistol properly," because most people don't. They hand you a loaded gun.
Well, think about this, though. You could you imagine if the first time you were able to operate a motor vehicle is after you got your driver's license?
And that's the way it is with handguns.
Yeah,
you can't even touch one unless you've got a permit.
So how could you? The whole thing is ridiculous.
Hold on. All right, the previous caller has decided to do a journey and go his separate ways, so let's get back to the call. Should Councilman Wingo lose his pistol permit? He's the guy who went into Riverside High School with a loaded weapon. He forgot that he had a loaded firearm concealed on his person, and then he turned it over to an administrator at Riverside High School. And ironically, Wingo is not going to face any criminal charges as per DA John Flynn today, but the administrator is still jammed up, David. The guy who tried to do a solid for Wingo ends up with his you-know-what in a ringer.
If you're caught on a cell phone driving a car, you get pulled over, you're going to get ticket points on your license, it's a fine, it's a big deal. If the mayor of the city of Buffalo is pulled over talking on a cell phone, right, people are going to make you, you're the mayor, these things happen, you're a busier guy than normal, we're going to give you a pass. That's one thing. But if it's witnessed by WBEN Channel 4, 2, and 7, and it's on the evening news, you have an opportunity to make an example of an elected official. Are we the same or are we not the same? What DA Flynn has just put himself in the box to do is to basically say, we know that the law is out there in New York State. We're obviously not going to enforce it. So if you're listening to this, you're obviously not going to take an average citizen who forgets to bring a loaded gun onto a high school or a middle school right now. If you go to pick your kid up and you have a loaded gun on you, you can just take the Wingo defense and say,
I had a busy day.
I forgot about it. And the DA can't do a damn thing about it because he's obviously not going to do anything for Councilman Wingo. He's not going to do anything to you. What does that say right now to every single person that's, if you're an administrator of a school, now you got to be thinking to yourself, oh, great. How often is this going to happen now?
Let's go to, I know one thing. If somebody says, hey, would you hold on to my firearm for me? You need to turn your back and run away. Here is Rich in Cheektowaga on WBEN. Rich, you're on. Hello.
Hey, guys. I was hoping this topic was going to come on. Double standard. I mean, what's next? I forgot that the safety was off, or I didn't know it was loaded. I've had my CCW now for 5 years. Probably one of the biggest, most responsible things that you can have in your lifetime, other than your driver's license. But yes, he should lose that because he's no different than I am. I've got to go through the same checks that he's got to go through. And I follow that rule to the letter. No state parks, this, that, the other thing. And not only that, I'm a small guy. And mine digs me in the bottom of my ribs. And how can you not know that it's there when it's there? And if he doesn't do anything about that, you're right, Dave. It sets a double standard for the next person that gets caught, or they may carry to begin with, get caught and use this as an example for why they shouldn't press charges against this dude.
This is what's more egregious. The entire Democratic Party has made guns the most important issue of our time. It's abortion and it's guns. All we hear about is liberals and Democrats talking about guns. You have a left-wing member from Maston, the council member, Ulysses Wingo. This guy carried a loaded gun onto school property. I'm sorry, but that is the most unforgivable sin, according to the Democratic Party, according to Cuomo. Right. We have these gun laws
NYC.
Because everyone's trying to kill kids on schools. Not only does he do it, he doesn't know that it's, I can assume he knows it's not even loaded if he didn't know he had it on him. Can he prove that there's seven, by the way, were there seven rounds in the magazine?
Yeah, we didn't know that anybody checked.
Were they hollow points? Can we find out anything about this gun whatsoever? Now we give it off to someone else. This is a person who thinks he's above the law. Not only do I believe if you want to keep his liberty and not throw him in jail, at least take the gun away forever. And he needs to resign because he is an apostate to the Democratic Party.
Rich, if you've got other stuff you want to say, and I think you do, we need you to hold on till after the news break on News Radio 930 WBEN. Sorry about that, but we must break and take care of some bills on News Radio 930. Bowerly and... Bowerly and Bellavia, should the council member lose his pistol permit because he went into a school, Riverside High School? And David, I'm at the New York State Safe Act website, keeping your schools safe. The Safe Act is designed to keep the public, including our children, safe from gun violence. The law cracks down on possession of a gun on school grounds or a school bus, and also support school districts in implementing effective school safety plans. That's right on the New York Safe website, David. And this was a law, for those who forget, NY Safe was promulgated after the Connecticut school shootings, okay, as a message of necessity from the governor's office. It was voted on with next to no debate in
the
dead of night.
Had to be done. Rammed down the throats of the even when there was an ability to compromise, to say, why don't you have a New York Safe for populations this high? This is the New York Safe for the rural sections of New York. This governor, this Democratic Party, the Assembly, the State Senate, they wanted nothing to do with any compromise. This is the way we will adjudicate gun laws. This is all about the NRA and the influence. No one needs a gun. This is totally unnecessary.
No one needs more than eight rounds to kill a deer.
And now you've got a city council member. Does he have a right to have a gun? Of course he does. Did he do something that if any other person had done, this would be, no one's covering this story. And if they are covering it, they're covering it like they did these other guys that have been nailed by the Safe Act. No one can say I accidentally put an extra bullet in a magazine that once was built to carry more than six, seven rounds. I put an eight in there by accident. Does that work with a state trooper when you get pulled over? Does it work to say I accidentally carried my gun in a zone that doesn't permit it, or I accidentally put one or more bullets than I should have? No, none of this works. Why should it work with an elected Democrat?
Here is Rich again in Cheektowaga on WBEN to finish what he had to say. But, folks, before we go on with any more talk about the NY Safe situation and Councilman Wingo, an important bit of audio from New York State. Ladies and gentlemen, a special message from the governor of New York State. This is Andrew Cuomo.
And I say to you, forget the extremists. It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer.
Thank you very much, Governor Cuomo. Now, I didn't mean to make you guys lose your appetite. Here is Rich in Cheektowaga. Rich.
Oh, brother. Okay, good. Now that I've had some time to talk, there's a huge sense of responsibility, and you guys know that, and the heightened sense of awareness that once you put that gun and strap it in, or whatever, however you carry it, life changes. You're a different person. But the way that I look at it, two things. Very huge responsibility. But in this particular instance, there is no discretion that should be used against this particular dude. None. because there is discretion. You can use that. But am I correct in saying that I can deal with the fact that maybe the DA is not going to charge him, but isn't it the state that issues the permit and not the DA? So the state should pull his permit.
Right, but if he had charges filed against him, that would affect his ability to conceal and carry.
Well, in closing, they ought to pull his permit because it's just a double standard, and it would make me sick to think that he got away with it.
Well, it says there right on your pistol permit, it says good until revoked, which always was a sign of optimism to me.
And the other thing here, too, is, you know, could you imagine if, you know, if Chris Collins decided to have an abortion in the third trimester and that got out in the Buffalo News? They love hypocrisy. They love when Republican conservatives do things and they end up looking like a fool. And here we have a perfect example for Rod Watson to write one of his classic op-eds about, my goodness gracious, this gun culture, the NRA and all these elected officials that just want to do their own thing and play by their own rules. This guy, in the very tenets of the way the Democrats look at guns, he carried a loaded gun onto school grounds without authority, and then he gave over his gun to someone else. He should resign from office, because that's what they would if Collins brought loaded .357 onto a campus, they would call for his head.
And let's take that one step further. Everybody in the same party would be asked to denounce the actions of that one individual for doing what he did.
Exactly. The Southern District of New York would have another charge to file against Chris Collins if he brought a loaded gun on a school.
You know, you go to a gun shop, whichever one, there's a few of them, they're all good. And they won't let you handle one unless you have a permit. You can't touch it.
Exactly. Right.
You can look at it. You go to a gun range and you take a buddy with you and you're there and you want to blow off 100, 150. He can't touch it.
How about the Riverside administrator? We don't even know if that guy had a license. You just gave a loaded handgun. Why did Wingo just give it to one of the kids? Said, hey, why don't you bring this down to the office? I left a loaded gun. Hey, Johnny, go take that.
I'm a busy guy. I don't have time to do it
myself. Go take this gun to the nurse. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Guys, good topic today, man. Thanks for doing this.
All right, Rich, thank you for the call. We strive for good topics each and every day, of course. One line open, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Lloyd in Buffalo. Lloyd, welcome. You are on WBEN. Appreciate your patience.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. Now, I had an incident in 2008 where I used a gun to stop a robbery. Okay, the town was behind me. Albany put me through 7 shades of hell, but I don't want to get into all of that on the air. The point is, as I understand it, and I heard the gentleman before me say, if you're not licensed to own a particular handgun, you're not allowed to even have physical contact with it. You can't touch it. So the question is, if you are, let's say you're a counter person at a store, and someone comes in with a pistol and tries to rob you, and you wrestle that gun away from him, you're not licensed to own or touch that handgun. What happens to you?
I would argue that prosecutorial discretion would say, yeah, there were good reasons for it. So,
if you don't have a gun license and you see a state trooper that's, you know, on the ground and some guy's holding a service, you know, weapon over his head, and you grab that gun out of his hand and kill the guy, you're going to be a hero. No one's going to charge you with anything.
Well, you know, okay.
I mean, there are special circumstances for all of it. But my point is that this, when it comes to guns in schools, we've literally had this debate. Every time there's a school shooting, should teachers have guns? Never. The NRA wants to, you know, a gun should never go anywhere near a school, ever, under any circumstances. So says the Albany Democrats. So say your mayor of Buffalo, Byron Brown, has said words to the effect of guns should never be anywhere near school systems. And Wingo does it, and he's like, it's an honest mistake. Things happen. Yeah, people get drunk, too.
Yeah, a lot of people make honest mistakes with firearms, and they don't have their firearms anymore because they lost their permits.
Right.
Thank you very much for the call, sir.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. It is Jack. Jack's on in West Seneca. Jack, you're on. Hello.
Hey, Tom and David. Yeah, just wanted to talk about what D.A. Flynn said. So he is correct. The phrase is knowingly possessing, whether you're a licensed firearm holder or not, you have the permit. But in New York State, it's also something called a may issue. So while D.A. Flynn has declined to charge Wingo, he could charge the principal because he knowingly knew he had a firearm on school grounds, which would be in violation of the act.
But shouldn't the councilman have reasonably known? I mean, we'll say reasonably have known that he had a firearm on him. I mean, that's like one of the basics 101 of firearm ownership, knowing you've got it.
Certainly. And I'm a concealed carry permit holder myself, and I serve time in the military. Yes, you always should know where your weapon is at all times. And
I mean, I don't think that is an unreasonable request that somebody who has a firearm knows they have a firearm.
And Jack, I don't have all the details. Maybe you've got insider information on this, but it could very well have been that someone in that office saw the administrator locking that gun up, and they're the one that have squawked on this. Because I know for a fact that Wingo didn't tell anyone. The administrator certainly didn't call the police. Someone got, you know, this story was leaked by someone who saw this whole transaction.
Certainly, and since, you know, D.A. Flynn's declining to charge Wingo, and he certainly does have grounds to charge the principal because he knowingly knew he had the firearm. So did Wingo when he handed the firearm.
That's my point.
He knowingly knew that he had it.
Yeah. See, I would say that if you're going to go after the administrator for, you know, trying to lock this up, it'd be the equivalent of if the administrator's walking through the school grounds and he finds a loaded gun in the locker room, he's going to carry that loaded gun, clear it, and he's going to put that gun in a safe until law enforcement shows up. Wingo is that owner of that gun. And whether a cop leaves a gun, you know, in a bathroom, or a state trooper loses an AR-15 at Letchworth Park, which happens quite a few times, actually, you're responsible for your service weapon.
Agreed. And I think that, you know, the one piece that's missing here when everybody's trying to get the charges filed is that, you know, Erie County issues the permits for gun holders in the county of Erie, in the state of New York. So the person that can really get Wingo's pistol away from him is Mickey Kern. He can revoke his license because New York State is a may-issue state. That license is a may-issue license at the county level.
You know what a lot of these elected guys do, though? They become like deputies somehow. Have you ever seen that? Where elected officials get a part of a police department and they're like, here's your little badge as being the deputy.
Oh, the reserves.
Yeah.
And Erie County Sheriff's, for example, is the scientific staff.
They end up with guns that they probably shouldn't have or licenses that they shouldn't have because of their proximity politically. That happens a lot of times, too. But you're right. Jack, I'm with you 100%. Mickey Kearns can do a lot here. I think, though, that D.A. Flynn really painted himself in a box, and it's unnecessary. There are some people that should not have guns on school grounds. There are some people that are irresponsible. And if our kids get hit with a round because someone falls over doing a cartwheel, you know, like that idiot. Remember that FBI agent that was like doing a handstand in a nightclub and the gun fell out and juiced a round off and hit a woman? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, these things happen all the time. Idiots, alcohol, guns that shouldn't belong. It's the whole thing is dumb.
Well, certainly, and it's the same thing even if it was a DWI. What am I going to say my defense is if I hit somebody?
It's a mistake.
Oh, I didn't realize I drank too much. Doesn't make it right.
Right.
People got in the car and used it as a weapon. So exactly. I agree with you that I think he did miss the mark. But we can call on Mickey to revoke his license. He can certainly do that.
Well, let's see if we can't call on Mickey Kearns to do exactly that, because I know what would happen to you, and I'm pretty sure what happened to me and what would happen to Phil Kennedy or anybody in the next room. Back to the calls. It is John in Buffalo. We'll have some John Flynn audio as well coming up after the news at 5 o'clock. Here is John in Buffalo. John, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tom. I just wanted to let you know that Council Member Wango is the only one other than Darius Pridgen to be allowed to carry a loaded weapon into Buffalo City Hall by permission of our mayor, Byron Brown, as well as our police commissioner.
And you know what? I have zero problem with that.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
I changed that now.
Well, I mean, okay, prior, so sorry, let me explain that. Prior to Wingo's incident with the gun.
With this, so I think that the district attorney made a bad call here as far as not placing any charges, and at the very least they should take his permit away, because as you so stated and as everyone knows, if I was to carry my gun into a school, my permit would be revoked. So
immediately, no questions asked, the police would be at your house wanting your guns.
Excuse me?
Immediately, no questions asked, the police would be at your house wanting your firearms.
Correct. So I just don't understand, and I don't agree with D.A. Flynn, and next time I see him, I'm going to express my thoughts to him as far as my opinion goes, and Council Member Wango, because, again, he had an issue before in City Hall with a gun, and it was looked into. I don't know whether it was looked into by the D.A., but it should have been. But this may open up another can of worms from the last event, and hopefully it will, and hopefully justice will prevail.
What was that last event? Can you give us what was that all about? My mind is wandering.
I really can't get into it, Tom. I really can't get into it, but the mayor of Buffalo knows about it. Wango knows about it. And certain council members know.
Well, we don't want to put anything out there that's unsubstantiated.
I understand.
Yeah, I hear what you're going
I have
with.
No idea. It is coming up on 4:55 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. We have more calls coming up from you guys. We've got audio from the DA, John Flynn. The question is, should Councilmember Wingo lose his pistol permit? He's not going to be prosecuted by Erie County, but should he have his pistol permit revoked? What would happen to you if you walked into a school with a firearm and you got busted with a firearm in school, even if you walked up to the principal and said, you know, my bad, here's a firearm, I forgot I had it, I've had a very, very busy day and I got a little bit forgetful, here, take possession, please, of my firearm, you would be El Scruto. You would lose your pistol permit, and I can almost guarantee that you would be prosecuted under some provision of NY Safe, and you would be a persona non grata in New York. You'd probably be forced to leave the state. I think that's part of the law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.